Today, we wrap up our series of interviews with candidates for the Michigan Supreme Court. One of the seven candidates for two seats is Bridget Mary McCormick. She's currently Chief Justice of the Court and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You were first elected to the court in 2012. You've now almost completed your first full term. Which cases, maybe one or two, seem the most significant to you during your time on the bench?
One of the first terms I was on the court, a majority of the court, in an opinion I authored, held as unconstitutional a longstanding Michigan court-invented doctrine called the one-parent doctrine, which permitted courts in child protection cases to remove children when a co-parent was accused of abuse or neglect, even if there were no allegations against the parent for whom the one-parent doctrine was used. We held that unconstitutional, and that was a really important decision. It changed the way child welfare cases are adjudicated across the state. 2 years ago, when the court decided that the independent redistricting ballot proposal should be placed on the ballot for voters to decide, that was an important decision.
The court is currently all white. What concerns do you have about the lack of diversity on the Supreme Court?
I mean, I think all of the courts of the state would benefit from more diversity, including the Supreme Court. I don't know what exactly I can do about that on the Supreme Court right now, but I do believe that the bench, and not only the bench, but the court staff should really reflect our communities, because I think we make better decisions when we have more diversity among the folks who are making those decisions, and because I think it increases public confidence in the court's decisions.
What do you do behind the scenes, if anything, to account for different perspectives that aren't reflected on the court?
I guess two answers. I mean, in the decision-making function, we are really deciding legal questions. Mm-hmm. And diversity in our backgrounds at the Supreme Court, I have found to be incredibly helpful. And our problem-solving courts in Michigan are now available to everybody statewide, drug courts, mental health courts, and veterans treatment courts, and have proven to be a very successful way to decrease recidivism, increase employment, increase stability in communities. That kind of work can really make more of a difference in communities across the state, maybe than any particular decision we make.
For our listeners' information, I want to note that judicial candidates are listed as nonpartisan on the ballot in Michigan, but the parties do nominate candidates. You've been nominated by the Democratic Party. There is a conservative majority on the court, but your peers selected you as Chief Justice, and unanimous opinions are fairly common on the court. How does the court achieve that level of consensus?
We serve as nonpartisan judges. That's critical to the legitimacy of what the court does. Even when there are opinions that are not unanimous, if you look at how they don't break down along predictable lines, case after case. And that's because everybody takes an oath as a judge. That's an oath to the constitutions and to the law, not to a particular interest group or interest groups.
But there still is that element of politics in there. I mean, on your website, you have a list of your endorsements. One of them is Femmes for Dems. Certainly, Republican colleagues, even though they are nonpartisan, are seeking, would want that Republican Party nomination. I mean, how do you view that role of politics in the process of at least getting to the court?
I mean, also on my website, you'll see that I've been endorsed by the Michigan Chamber and the Michigan Farm Bureau. So
sure.
You can pick and choose, but you're going to see endorsements from all sides of the political spectrum. And there are other colleagues of mine who might be nominated by the Republican Party who would also be able to secure endorsements from different interest groups. I know that people like to think about judges and maybe in particular justices in partisan terms, but they probably will all be disappointed one time or another, because at the end of the day, a judge's job is to make decisions that might be unpopular, and that sometimes means being willing to lose friends and lose elections.
Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
There are seven candidates for the Michigan Supreme Court. We made multiple attempts to schedule an interview with one of the Libertarian Party's nominees, Catherine Mary Nepton, but didn't hear back. Nepton would be the first Native American justice to sit on the court if she's elected. You can find the rest of our candidate interviews at michiganradio.org. Our series was produced by Lauren Talley.